arrange meeting in school, colleges, societies, meeting halls, because they may not come. They are not attracted to the temple meetings. They think the temple is temple, some priestly class. They want philosophy, logic, science, so they have to be convinced. Lost sentiments. So, those who are advanced, they are not in favor of religious sentiments. Because they have got experience now, some sentiments. But they do not understand what is this sentiment. Therefore, they have to be understood through logic, philosophy, science. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Meeting a week from Saturday.
Huh. Where?
On Marine Drive.
Huh.
Somebody just became a life member.
Hmm.
And he's inviting 600 guests on the terrace of the building.
Very good. This kind of meeting is there. Hare Krishna. For our business. To fill all undesirable so-called sannis, yogis, avatars. Hare Krishna. Sir, what is that? Krishna.
Krishna, who had vented himself just to kill all undesirable elements in the world.
Hare Krishna.
Just to kill all
Similarly, this movement is advantageous to kill all the so-called yogis, sannis, avatars, rascals, philosophers, commentators, you have to kill. Kill means, where is the pillar? You did not have pillar in the morning? So, this is our one of the items. So, vanquish all these rascals, so-called Swamis. They say, sir, why you criticize others? Because you have to vanquish them. Now these people cannot rise. When there is sunrise, there is no use of these glowworms. So this Krishna consciousness movement is Krishna himself. Therefore, they must be finished. All over the world. So-called vijanis, so-called philosophers, so-called avatars, sannis, yogis, finished. Our program should be like that. All these reptiles, animals, and flowers. That is one of our products. Get out of me.
Garuda put some nectar on the tree to preserve it.
Yes. Nectar, ambrosia. Amrita, amrita.
Spiritual?
Yes, Amrita means spiritual. But this leaf is for Krishna.
Then
therefore it is spiritual.
So the gopis became in grief when Krishna meant. That's all.
Shrimad is Krishna.
I want to be with Shrimad Bhagavatam 5 times.
Oh, it's 1 year.
Really?
It's very beneficial. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Pura.
Amalam.
There is no black spot, Avalampuram.
I regard that Vaishnavana in Priyam. I have all the qualities of speakers.
Namani Nantas Pajasam Kitanja Sinanti Gayanti Gnanti Sadha. Even there is some broken language, Abadha Bhattam, Abadha, not systematized. Because there is explanation, Namani Anantas Jasam Kitan. Therefore, Sinanti Gayanti Gnanti Sadha. Adu, they do not take care of the language. They see the, what is the avatar. Buddha bhava samanmita.
Why do you want to go up and say, that is all right if you are much with God?
Yes, that is the real thing. God is not concerned with any language.
Out of fear, they could only cry in agony. Stand erect on the bed.
That is your head. That is right.
Unable to help their beloved Krishna. While this scene was taking place on the bank of the Jamuna, there were ill omens manifest. The earth trembled. Meteors fell from the sky. And the bodies of men shivered.
And why is God alone without his elder brother? There is anxiety.
Even though they have realized the extraordinary qualities of the sun, they have not been able to think that he is God in God.
These things, these sentiments, anxiety, greed, and all this, they are constant companions. It is living entity. You cannot give it up. But when they are used for Krishna, that is for Krishna. That is Upadhisham.
Without any designation. Prabhupada, we're only neophytes. How can we know if our anxiety is still material when we feel anxiety in devotional service?
If we feel anxiety for Krishna, then that is not material. That anxiety is not, that is love. That is pure love. Why you become anxious for our children? Because there is love. So, whole thing is that you have to transfer your attachment to Krishna.
All vrittis should be directed to the secretary of
yes. Maya sattamana prakthu yuvam yunyam. This is called bhakti yoga. Maya sattam. The asatti, the attachment is for so many things. Now you have to concentrate on Krishna. This is bhakti yoga. Maya sattamana prakthum yugam yunyam madas. Simply by this concentration of attraction to Krishna, you become liberated. This is the point.
When you think of
Krishna, you are on the transcendental position, not in the material. Manchabhyaricharini bhakti yogi naja sevate sagunan samatita yata. They is immediately transcendental to all the qualities of material world.
And he becomes Brahmaputra.
So if you continuously, that is our Krishna consciousness moment. If you continuously remain yourself thinking of Krishna, smartabbo satato vishnu, vishmartabbo najatuchi. This is the process. You have to think of Krishna always. The yogis and others, they artificially, for a certain time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or half an hour, they think of Krishna by meditation, and then engage again in the material activities. But here,
yogis have got difficulty
they get helpful to bhakti.
That is why they are highly satisfied.
They think that these are the processes, mechanical process. Krishna bhakti is not mechanical, it is spontaneous. When you spontaneously think of Krishna, that is bhakti. Abhyavita.
Without any outside of Krishna,
That's what it is, Captain.
All Manavutri is Suddhi.
Ah.
That's it.
On Mahal, nobody can be saved from the hands of Madan.
Yes.
Madan Mahan, where did
it? The other day we talked about these things that you say that in
the next time, they think of Krishna that he's our child. Now he's not doing anything.
Because he was very late to come back from
and sentiment, but in relation with Krishna.
These sentiments are not absent in American society these days. Anyway, these boys are neglected by the
Vedanti. They were small children, women, village, persons, and animals. They so much, full with the Krishna consciousness. That is the purpose. Anxiety is also thinking of Krishna. And he has heard Krishna. How Krishna was smiling with us, how he was playing. That is natural. If you have got love for anyone.
What will happen to us?
Yes. Thinking of Krishna.
The thing is, the thing is around
him. Yes. Why? Everything is there. But centered around Krishna. Sunnayakam jagat sattvam. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking. Sunnayakam jagat sattvam govinda virahim. By govinda's separation, whole world is born. These are exhibited in the person of the
Marigal described in
Krishna is gone. This is Govinda Bilahinam. Oh, what is he who is living? And Krishna is gone.
He was just a boy of 5, 6, 7.
About 100 foot. How could Krishna manage all of those?
Then you do not understand Krishna. You are trying to understand Krishna from your point of view. Kaliya may have a limited number of goods, so still Krishna can expand himself. That is Krishna. You are thinking Krishna from your standpoint.
He did it, he expanded himself.
Oh yes, nothing.
But did the residents of Vrindavan see the many expansions, or did they only see one Krishna?
They may see one. That is not very difficult to understand. The tribe of Juna saw the Virat Rupa of Krishna. And others saw Krishna as a chariot driver.
Others saw Krishna as a chariot.
Chariot driver, that's all.
But Arjuna saw the
chariot driver. David, those are Krishna Mantas people. They are seeing of Krishna. An ordinary man seeing of Krishna, there is much different. They think, hey, what is this? A boy. Village boy, they are worshiping. One so-called sadhu. That is that he has remarked like that. The Bhaktivedanta Swami is worshipping a rural boy.
That was in the times. In the times.
Yes.
A rural boy.
Yes.
Another thing we were discussing yesterday
yeah.
is that in Goloka there are no demons.
Huh? Ah. They cannot be in demons. Then how it is Vaikuntha.
Yes.
Vaikuntha means without any anxiety. So, the situation of anxiety is created by the demons. Therefore, when Krishna wants to fight, he has to come down here. Because there is no question of fighting. There is no chance of fighting. Everyone is devotee. A devotee will never agree. But they will agree, Krishna is but here, in this place.
But my sentiment of anxiety or fear for Krishna, is that sentiment in Goloka?
No, there is no sentiment. That is separation. That's like gopis, they are full of anxiety, Krishna has gone to the pasturing ground. That anxiety is there. That's why Rukmini, she was thinking, oh, Krishna may not give me up. He's talking in this way, she fainted. The anxiety is there. So that the anxiety is that one may not be separated from Krishna. That is anxiety. And actually, there is no separation. But the feeling of separation out of ecstatic love, this one who has got love for the other person, beloved, he always thinks like that. My beloved, beloved may not be separated from. This is ecstasy of love. Just like a miser man who has got much wealth, he always thinks, my money may not be lost. My money may not be lost. Out of his too much attachment for the money, he thinks like that. Is it not? How shall I protect this money? How shall I protect this? To earn money is also troublesome. To keep money is also troublesome. And when it is lost, that is also troublesome. This is the position. But there is no such thing, love, but the anxiety is there.
You
shall return from here. And Duskita. So, both the sadhu and the Duskita, by Krishna's two activities, differently to the devotees and to the demons, they realize. That is their achievement. By punishment, this Kaliya realized, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And the devotees, by out of love, they realize. Therefore, Krishna is absolute. In either process, he is realized. Mama vatvana vatanti manushya partha sarvas. If one is sincere, then they will make progress. Yeah.
O Lord, you have descended especially for the purpose of annihilating all kinds of disturbing elements within the world. And because you are the absolute truth, there is no difference between your mercy and punishment.
Surgical operation is there. The knife is being used on the body. That means he's getting relief. This is not punishment. Hare Krishna. Oh, apakutai vindrikar. Everything has a both busy. That's nice. Hare Krishna.
Benefit coming, is that benefit coming in all suffering or only when it is given by
suffering? Given by Krishna. Therefore, a devotee does not take seriously suffering. The devotee thinks it is the favor of Krishna that he has put me into suffering. They never see suffering as suffering. It is favor of Krishna. That is devotee's wish.
Because
a son who knows his father well, if his father slaps, the son never protests. He knows that it is good for him. The devotee never is disturbed when there is suffering. Given by Krishna.
army is suffering just the laws of...
Purni is suffering. He is suffering. The Pekinilal is suffering. Pekinilal is given slap by the police. That slap. And his father is giving slap. That slap is different. All the looks the same thing. But there is great difference.
So there's no benefit to suffering unless it's connected with Krishna.
Yeah. It's not. Therefore, we shall fully surrender to Krishna. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Marovi Rathovi Jai Sattva. Now I surrender. Now if you want to maintain me, that is all right. And if you want to kill me, that is also all right. This is surrender. It is not business. If you maintain me, then I surrender. If you kill me, then I do not. It is not like that. Marovi Rathovi Jai Sattva. That is that. If you want to maintain, that is also good. If you want to kill, that is also good. This is devotees.
Someone might say, but if one is surrender, why should Krishna give him trouble?
Yes, it is because he is always free. Why do you make Krishna dependent on your so-called buddhi? The Krishna must give me all his pleasure. This is self-guidance. This is self-guidance. Then you approach Krishna for your comfort, self-guidance. That is not bhakti. That is self-guidance. Prahlad Maharaj was been suffering by his father so harshly. But he never said, I am devotee of Krishna giving me so much devotion. He never said that. Neither he asked Krishna to come and save him. That is Krishna Guru. The Pandavas, they were always with Krishna. And they were suffering. They never asked Krishna that you are disciplined and why you are suffering. Never said. Never said. That is Krishna Guru.
Because you are the absolute truth. There is no difference between your mercy and punishment.
Yes. This is the understanding. If we understand the Supreme Personality of the absolute truth, then this is understand that either suffering or enjoying, it is all Krishna's mercy. There must be some purpose. When Krishna puts me into suffering, there must be some purpose. So we should welcome, because it is not mercy. Tatte inukampa sukhumet samana unnana eva pakitam nipa. Bala bhai ajaya, bala bhai pray. This deed, it is Krishna's mercy that he reforming me slightly suffered. I would have suffered very greatly on account of my past deed. But he is kindly accommodating him by giving little support. Yes, sir. I do. What is up,
Sandhya? Sure, that this creature appearing in the body of a serpent must have been overburdened with all kinds of sin. Otherwise, how could he have the body of a serpent? Your dancing on his foot reduces all the sinful results of actions caused by his having this body of a serpent.
Become angry by Krishna. He's auspicious. Very nice, Bas. It is very auspicious that you have become angry upon me. He's getting salvation. Punishment of Krishna, one had to execute many past activities in his past life just to get the punishment of Krishna. And what to speak of love of Krishna.
how much bad activities one has to do. Before being punished by Krishna, one has to undergo lots of bad activities in the past life. And just see, to be loved by Krishna, how much one has to undergo bad activities. Chitta Punya Punya, that is Krishna. Chitta Punya Punya. Punya Punya means hits or volumes of past activities. Then one can come to Krishna.
Ishamantagatam papam janalam punya karma. Nobody can come to Krishna unless he has a background of past activities. And one has become free from all sinful activities. Isam antagatam papam jananam punya karma. This is the qualification.
Some of our disciples, it seems that in this life they did many sinful activities. I said,
but because they had surrendered, all sinful activities is counteracted. Angkwa sarva papi bhamma push. Anyone surrender sincerely to the lotus feet of Krishna, immediately he becomes free from all reaction of sinful life. Because he said, Angkwa sarva papi bhamma push. Mark this. Don't worry. This is the process. So, however one might have done or executed so many sinful activities, if he fully surrenders to Krishna, then everything is counteracted in you. But not that repetition, that I surrender to Krishna, then again I do some sinful activities, and again I surrender. This business will not be allowed. This is called Nabnad Bala Jasahi Papa Vutti. That is the greatest thing. On the strength of Krishna's mercy, go on repeating sinful activities. That is the greatest thing. Krishna can excuse him. Amtva Sarva Papa Vamasmatika. But he don't make his business that I commit all sinful activities and surrender to Krishna to counter it. No, this is not it. This is unwell. But you cannot cheat him. Then he will suffer.
Been pleased by his undergoing all kinds of penances and austerities, and he must have executed universal welfare activities for all living creatures. Vinodapatni confirmed that one cannot come in contact with Krishna without having executed pious activities in devotional service in his previous life.
Double feature is not understood by the Maharaj. See, Krishna has created the whole, so why he should be separate? It's not separate. It is separate. This book, Krishna, he will be liberated. Try reading this.
Narration of the Kaliya serpent and its punishment will need fear no more the envious activities of snakes. The Lord also declared, if one takes a bath in the Kaliya lake, where my coward boyfriends and I have bathed, or if one, fasting for a day, offers oblations to the forefather from the water of this lake, he will be relieved from all kinds of sinful reactions.
Actually, are devotees, or how do they become demons? Are they devotees? Obviously, police, just like Jai and Vijay, they were devotees.
Hmm.
And due to some offense, then they became demons and they fought with Krishna to satisfy Krishna.
Anyone who is living in this material world is a demon. Hare Krishna.
This is my son.
Yeah. Where is your mother?
Zero.
But only certain demons get to fight with Krishna.
Hmm?
Only certain demons get to fight with Krishna.
Yes. That is special demon.
So, those special demons.
Yes.
Are they just, are they all like giant Vijay? Are they all in that position?
No, not such.
But to get to fight with Krishna, they must have performed many pious activities.
Yes.
Like Kaliya. So then if they perform so many pious activities, then obviously they have done something very mischievous in order to take this demon's body through some fall down.
Yeah. We are some mischievous activities.